I am Andrea Joy Pearson, the owner of Joy Brings Light, a consultancy that is focused on creating cultures that work better for more people today.
And my name is Jade Rogers, and I am an educator, historian, and the founder and chief innovation officer for the House of Afros, Capes, and Curls. I am an instructor at Metropolitan Community College in the social science department. I teach history, and I teach at Iowa Western Community College. I teach history and University of Nebraska at Omaha for the Black Studies department.
Joy came to Omaha from Atlanta.
I moved here actually to create history, to create Black history, to create history within the operatic field, and to create history here in Omaha. But I came here because I believe change is possible now. I believe that we can see each other better and we can work better together today. And I think it's imperative for that to happen that we are honest and open with ourselves about what our history has been and where it is that we want to go.
Jade grew up in Omaha. She remembers stories from her grandparents who used to babysit her.
They were born 1900 and 1901, respectively, and they were instrumental in telling stories about their lives. And those stories stayed with me. I didn't understand a lot of those stories until I got to this campus as a undergrad. And the importance of understanding those stories that are in the margins and weren't talked about became my life mission.
With their work, Joy and Jade aim to educate and spark conversations in different fields of Black history, change or create awareness of certain events in the past where they say the stories have been not told the way they should. Joy says that oftentimes people want something, but for that to be the case, they must show it through action.
You have to be open to trying new things. You have to be open to listening to new voices. And when you bring voices, hopefully of greater representation, right, of diversity in these spaces and in leadership spaces, you have to support those leaders, you have to believe those leaders, and you have to be willing to be flexible. You have to get curious.
Joy and Jade are working together to continue their mission, and they are taking advantage of the premiere in Omaha of the movie Chevalier to bring people together and generate interest. Chevalier is a 2022 American biographical drama film directed by Stephen Williams and written by Stephanie Robinson. It is based on the life of titular French Caribbean musician Joseph Boulogne. With the House of Afros, Capes, and Curls, Jade connects people to build a more powerful community.
We bring people together based on a shared love and interest in sci-fi, fantasy, gaming, comics, tabletop gaming, and Afrofuturism. So we have done a series of movie events to bring community together in a different way. We started with Black Panther premiere in 2018. We had a full Black History program before the movie. It was at that point that we realized people want to do something different.
As a child, Jade played the violin. She used to think that there were no Black famous violinists or artists in history, and it sort of cut her desire to continue playing the instrument.
If I had had that knowledge of who he was and all that he had done, I might have stayed with the thing that I loved.
Joy believes that the movie premiere and the panel, it could help to make Omaha even a more inclusive community.
I would like to see greater representation in diversity in leadership spaces. I would like to see a greater representation of diversity in the arts and culture scene. And I would like to see greater representation in the educational spaces.
This Friday at the Dundee Theater at 6 p.m., Chevalier premieres, and a panel discussion on the 18th century composer, violin virtuoso, and swordsman is right before the movie. For more information, you can visit filmstrings.org/films/chevalier. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.